This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, put on your thinking caps. Our good buddy Morley Robbins is back in check here. I don't think I could ever put him in check, this guy. You know, Morley, I got to ask you, when you were a kid, like the holiday season, did any other reindeer let you play reindeer games, or were you off studying?
Robert, this is a newfound experience for me. I was hardly a scholar, hardly an academic, but for some reason late in life, I decided I was going to become a total geek, and I think I've held true to the, you know, I've got the pocket protector, I got the pens in the pocket. It's like, oh my gosh, but I've never had so much fun in my life.
But you didn't start this way. In other words, you were like a motorcycle gang guy or something crazy early on, and now you're doing the academia stuff.
That's exactly right. I was a motorcycle gang guy. Right. I love that.
Oh, well, listen.
I was just your average student. And it's just, oh my gosh. I mean, if people, if they saw my college transcript,
yeah,
they'd say, who's this guy know how to spell iron, much less talk about it? But for whatever reason, it's my passion now, and I absolutely delight in bringing new insights about the dynamic role that iron plays in our body.
Yeah, this is, I guess, you're a late bloomer, we can say that, in the intellectual realm. And it's fun because we have a really great time digging deep. So I'm going to ask everybody, put on your thinking caps for the new year. This particular topic I want to go into with you today is about procreation of the species. How do we protect developing little babies, right? And we haven't addressed this topic from this angle. You know, we've talked about the role of key minerals over the years, including chromium being chromosomal protection, but there are other interesting and fascinating and important nuances to how the placenta as a barrier controls and regulates things. And one of your favorite topics, of course, is the regulation of iron and how this plays into healthy development of a child, or if it's gone aberrant, how it could be very damaging to the health of that child developing.
Yeah, and the whole thing is we have to understand that there's always a yin-yang in Mother Nature. And so if there's a concern about iron, well, then what's its partner inside the body? And it's copper, bioavailable copper. And so the image for people to crystallize in their mind is when you take the surface area of all of the red blood cells in our body and add it all up, and believe it or not, someone actually did this, but the surface area is 9/10 of an acre. So that's, what does the red blood cell carry? Tons of iron. So we have this mere acre of iron, and in the corner, I want people to put a penny in the corner, because that's the amount, that's 90 milligrams of copper, it sounds in a penny, and that is in fact the amount of copper that's needed to regulate that mere acre of iron in our body.
All right, a penny. All right, so we got to spread out that penny across almost an acre against the iron, which obviously there's more iron than there is copper in the body. I don't know how you could equate it to a coin or something else visually, because that's a stunning visual if you think about it from a surface area perspective when we get down to the microcosm. And I love that you did that. Is there a corresponding coin that would match up to what the penny is?
Well, it's about 5,000 milligrams, so it's a big honking coin is what it is.
Yes, okay.
But the thing is, it's important to visualize this near acre of surface area inside our body. You know, again, picture taking an acre of land. That's basically a football field. Picture putting a football field of surface area inside your body. Well, that's exactly what the red blood cells are. It's a surface area. So that copper is really smart, and it's really important. And it's very easy to overlook it, and it's very easy to undermine it. And what I'm coming to realize, and again, I'm now into like year 6 or 7 of my copper research, I'm beginning to see it in a very different way. And I guess that's kind of good news, bad news, but mm-hmm. but the important thing is the focus in modern society is all about iron and vitamin D. We've had that conversation.
Yes.
And we seem to be a little light on talking about retinol, which is the biological partner for D, and we're very light on talking about bioavailable copper, except when you and I talk. And I really appreciate that you have an interest in that.
Right. Everywhere else is light in the bioavailable copper loafers. Here, not so much. We're going heavy. And it's important, honestly. And I have to make light of this, Morley, because again, you do this deep dive into this area that it's very hard for people. And even you say, and self-admittedly, you know, in your past, to go this deep. So obviously you have a great passion for it. And to help people understand it, then we need to back out and obviously give them the practical elements or aspects of this, especially as we're going to talk about the developing of babies, right? How important this is to understand what is the proper role of diet and the contents of the diet or dietary supplements.
Absolutely. And the thing is, again, the focus is about, we got to make sure that there's enough iron. And these studies actually go back to the 1920s. Where people were concerned about the amount of iron in the pregnant mom for the developing fetus. This was the World Health, the precursor to the World Health Organization, whatever it was called back then. But in the 1920s, they were studying that 1% of society that was pregnant, and then they began to inoculate the other 99% of society because they figured if the pregnant moms were anemic, then everyone was anemic. Well, that's a complicated subject. But the point is, what came to light recently, this was about 7-8 years ago, there's a research team out of Scotland, headed up by Dr. Mick Ardle, M-C-A-R-D-L-E, and he's the guy that discovered the ferrooxidase enzyme that's in the womb, in the mother's womb, that plays a critical role in managing iron between mother and the fetus. So we've talked about the ceruloplasmin protein, and it's a big protein with 1,046 amino acids. It's got up to 8 copper atoms in it. And when it does have those coppers, it expresses as a very important enzyme called ferrooxidase. And so that ferrooxidase is principally coming out of our liver, out of our eyes, believe it or not, the retina produces an enormous amount of ferrooxidase because of the role that it plays being exposed to all that light. And in our gut, that ferrooxidase is called hephaestin. And then in the pregnant mother's womb, it's called zyklopin. So there's 3 different names for this ferrooxidase enzyme.
Depending on where it is. It's ceruloplasmin, ferrooxidase, and you mentioned hephaestin. How do you spell hephaestin?
H-E-P-H-A-E-S-T-I-N, and then zyklopin is Z-Y-K-L-O-P-E-N. And it's fascinating that they are actually connected because Hephaestus was an important god of iron.
I remember that.
Right? And I didn't know this, but there were in the valley of the forge, where the iron was being worked on, it was the workmen were called Cyclops. We called them, but they were, the Greeks called them Cyclops, Z-Y-K-L-O-P-S, and that's the origin of Zyklopen. So this enzyme is off the chart important inside the mother's womb. And the tragedy is nobody talks about it. Nobody measures it. Nobody's even thinking about the fact that the copper in that enzyme is what enables natural and proper movement of iron from mother to fetus.
Across the placenta. And morally, you know, here's, again, the practical aspect of this. How often do we hear of OBGYNs, you know, the docs that are going, you got to make sure you get your iron, you know, for talking to the women who are pregnant. And of course, the wrong form all the time, and little to no mention, if any, of the copper.
That's exactly right. And so it's the what's very clear in the literature, for whatever reason, I went backwards instead of forwards. So I went back to the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s to see what were the greats thinking about with copper and iron. And that was the focus. We're talking about people on the stature of Otto Warburg and Hans Krebs and a guy up at the University of Wisconsin. His name was Conrad Elvium. He was originally from Norway. But these were the guys that were studying not iron, but copper and iron. They were obsessed with David Kylan at Cambridge. Again, one of the greats in the study. But they were focusing on the interplay between copper and iron, and they knew back in the 1920s and 1930s that it was copper that regulated iron to make it usable and functional in the body. There are scores and scores of studies that prove that out, but everything changed in the modern era. And now everything is about mononutrient focus. We just focus on D. We just focus on iron. We just focus on calcium. We don't think about the fact that there's always a biological partner to these nutrients. There's no nutrient that exists in our body that doesn't have a partner that needs to be in proper and dynamic regulation with that other partner. And that's completely lost on nutrition and practitioners of whatever faith. It doesn't matter. They've been monotheized into thinking that it's all about one nutrient. And it's very risky training because they don't have the full understanding and full story. And that's where I think a lot of individuals run into trouble is because of the narrow and finite training of their
Well, and morally, we would acknowledge that there are certain elements, if you will, minerals that are more likely to be deficient across the board due to modern farming practices, refining practices of the food supply, etc. We're going to get into that when we come back from this break, a special edition in between the so-called holidays from Christmas to New Year's with Morley Robbins. If you're planning to have kids in the new year, pay attention to what we've got to say today. Back after this, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including a very fascinating article that he referenced by Dr. McArdle, and this is the role of the placenta in regulation of fetal iron status. Now, Morley, before we go more into detail of how we get the right forms, because we always do that together, what is the role of iron that is so emphasized by the doctors during pregnancy that is so critical, even if we're in absence of knowing the copper necessity? What are they thinking of in terms of iron? Is it all about blood supply for the mom to the baby? What are they thinking?
Yeah, no, it's all about supply. And what they're focusing on is the mom, and then ultimately is the fetus, able to get enough oxygen to live? And again, when we think of respiration, we think of us breathing in and out. Well, that's not what respiration really is. At a metabolic level, respiration is the mitochondria's ability to activate that oxygen that's being delivered by the hemoglobin. And it's a very important function. You can't, again, it's like not to minimize the significance of the red blood cell and all of the millions of hemoglobin that they each have inside them. It's basically a choo-choo train, and it's delivering, it's not delivering coal or oil, it's delivering oxygen, which our mitochondria use in a very specific complex called cytochrome C oxidase. Again, it's copper-driven. And in fact, it's copper that activates that oxygen and allows us to release the energy precursor called ADP to go over to the next complex to become ATP. Very important function in the body. And the key is there needs to be enough oxygen, obviously, for that function to work. But it isn't just a supply issue. It's the ability to work with it. And that's what's lost in most conventional training is they're obsessed with supply, but they're not aware of the fact that copper is unique in the body in its ability to activate that oxygen. And it's actually a two-step process inside complex four. It's fascinating. The first step turns oxygen into hydrogen peroxide. And then the second step completes the oxidation and turns it into two molecules of water. Fascinating. And so that's an important thing to understand. Well, what's inflammation? Inflammation is just being able to do the first half, turn oxygen into hydrogen peroxide. That's inflammation. And it's a lack of bioavailable copper that prevents the cycle from being completed. Well, the significance of the article that I sent you is that Dr. McArdle, he's the guy, he's one of the world's authorities on iron, particularly as it relates to the mother and the developing fetus. He's the guy that discovered the cyclopen, and his opening volley is basically, we don't know how iron metabolism works in the pregnant woman's body. And then he goes on six more times to basically say, we don't really understand this iron dynamic. And I was struck by the forthright nature of his comments. And it's like, wow, great that he was that honest. But it's like, it was a scary moment to realize that billions of women around the world are being advised to take more iron and not being at all advised about copper's role in managing that iron. No mention of zyklopen, no mention of why this is a particularly important relationship between copper and iron, and the role that retinol plays to properly load copper into that zyklopen. That's pretty darn important. And then if there's too much vitamin D in the system, it crowds out the vitamin A. So then we have then compromised the next generation, the developing fetus, isn't going to get the right complement of iron and copper. And when's the big download of copper between mother and fetus? It's in the third trimester. And it's well documented in the literature that in the third trimester of all mammals, there's this huge download of copper between mom and the fetus, and the fetus's liver is carrying 10 times more copper than they will carry as an adult. And you wonder, why would they do that? Well, the developing fetus, and when the baby is born, doesn't have an immune system, especially as a human. There's no immune system for 2 years. So the baby's relying on that copper because it's antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It has enormous properties to keep the body in proper regulation. And then what's also supposed to be taking place in that first 18 months to 2 years, the mother's supposed to be breastfeeding the baby.
Yes.
What's the download? It's called retinol. And there's the retinol to load the copper to get into the enzyme.
All right, hold on, Morley. We got to digest the retinol, get it in there, and come back with more discussion of what the babies need in the new year, as they've been needing all throughout time. We're going to talk about it with Morley after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News. Sheriff Adam Christensen says the manhunt for an illegal alien who allegedly killed a cop is over.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant.
As far as where Arriaga was going, the sheriff continues,
that was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol.
Day 7 of the partial government shutdown continues with Congress out of session until January 3rd. The president did tweet earlier that he might be forced to close the southern border completely if Democrats don't approve of funding for a border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, this is the good thing about the Robert Scott Bell Show. It goes into archive format as a podcast, I guess, wherever you are. And therefore, you can rewind and re-listen, because the depths to which Morley goes on these subjects, and in fact, you may want to read along the article by McArdle, which published apparently in 2011, not that long ago, and begin to understand the importance, if you want to bring healthy new life into this world, and there are a lot of challenges, and unfortunately, the medical doctors, bless their hearts, often don't understand nutrition at all, and even when they have a preliminary understanding of it, they don't go to this depth, and that's where we want to go. You had mentioned I would almost say an insane amount of copper in that baby's liver, right, when they're delivered, because of the need for copper in an unusual way in the first 18 months to 2 years of their life, and how copper, as I've talked about for many years here, also has profound properties in terms of antimicrobial activity, which is another benefit to prevent the, you know, a vulnerable little baby that has little to no immune system other than what they get from mom, maternal antibodies we talk about, if they've been raised correctly. So there's a lot of risk to that developing infant, and we're seeing more and more reliance on injectable toxins known as vaccines that often contain heavy metals like mercury and aluminum now, and they're going to displace those minerals big time, make those children more vulnerable. And then I wonder, scratch your head, like, I wonder why children are not as healthy. They're getting sicker earlier. Morley, do you see how this all plays together?
No, actually I do, and you're raising some very important issues. So the average adult has about 7 milligrams of copper, which is, that's a significant amount of copper. And if you got 90 and almost 10% of it is in the liver, then you know the liver must be pretty important. Well, it turns out the brain has about 6 milligrams. So we're talking about, you know, those are big concentrations of copper. The two highest in the body are in the liver and the brain. That's an important clue for people to know, wow. And why would that be? Because you've got to have copper to activate the oxygen, to make energy. And the brain is a very high oxidative center. 20% of the oxygen of the body is going to the brain. It's a big deal. So the thing is, if we have 7 milligrams of copper in an adult, that means the fetus is getting 70 milligrams of copper. That's an enormous change in the physiology of that child. And my concern is I don't think the mothers have that copper to give, to be honest. And I think because of the nature of our food system and then the supplements, particularly the prenatals, there's such an iron bias to everything,
right,
that copper gets crowded out. And in fact, Jamie Collins, who's a PhD, he's the only researcher I know who can speak three languages. He speaks magnesium, yeah, copper, and iron. Guy's a genius over at the University of Florida in Gainesville. And his concern, and he's studying this in rodents, is that iron supplementation, all intents and purposes, kills copper metabolism in the body.
Right, right, right. No, this is so very important. And I just want to paint a picture of something that people are already familiar with here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've talked about the developing baby, and if moms don't have adequate mineral stores, particularly of the chromium, then you see evidence of what's called gestational diabetes and other risk factors associated with low chromium levels, including chromosomal abnormalities. So you can see a context of, all right, let's take that. We know that exists. What do we see when we have a lack of copper in the mom? Everything's going to be used. That baby's going to be taking everything it can get. But if it doesn't get enough, do we see any aberrant manifestations in that new baby being born to this world?
Well, I think we're witnessing it now. And I think we're, as you just mentioned a minute ago, children are getting sicker faster at a younger age. You know, it is not natural, it is not normal for a child to be born with cancer.
Right.
I have a client whose fetus had a stroke. That's a documented fact. That's not normal. We know that. And so there are these aberrations in these children that we're being exposed to it more and more, so then we begin to think that it is, in fact, normal. It's not normal, and it's certainly not natural. But you also alluded to something that's very important. You talked about the food system. We know that high fructose corn syrup shuts down the ability to absorb copper. We know that glyphosate shuts down a whole series of transporters for copper, not just in the soil, not just in the plant, but in the animal and the animals that we eat. I mean, we're being deprived of copper. It's not copper deficiency. It's copper deprivation, because the farming system is designed to pull minerals out of the soil, but copper is particularly important. And again, we have to keep coming back to that little penny. It's very easy to lose it on a mere acre of land, right?
Yes.
And when you make it 80 milligrams or 70 milligrams or 60 milligrams, oh, come on, who's going to notice that, right? And that's part of the blind spot in research, is that the iron researchers are not as well versed about the critical role that copper plays. And then we have things like Tylenol. It shuts down glutathione production in the liver. And you're talking about vaccines. Well, the vaccines are bad. I'm with you there. But the Tylenol that the child gets is what's causing the crisis, because the glutathione can't be made to neutralize the oxidants that are found in the vaccines. And we talked about that, I think, on an earlier show.
Yes.
So, again, there's this enormous tsunami of the term, and I just come across this term, the term that's used in the literature now to describe this dynamic is called copper dishomeostasis. And it's like, it's a mouthful.
Yes.
But what they're talking about is it's a very complicated way of saying a lack of bioavailable copper. And that's what I've been focusing on for the better part of 6 years, is helping people make more bioavailable copper so that they can make their iron functional. That's what the whole thing is about. If iron is not properly complexed with the hemoglobin or with transferrin or with the iron sulfur clusters or whatever the proteins might be, it's going to be reactive. And what's the term that's used in the literature for reactive iron? It's called labile iron. It's like, labile sounds really nice and sweet. It's not.
No.
It's toxic. It's a very reactive form of iron that's causing all the problems. And why? And how does it become reactive? When there isn't enough bioavailable copper to regulate it. And that's the seesaw. That's the very epicenter of the seesaw imbalance that leads to the wide spectrum. It's called redox cycling pathology. Redox reduction oxidation reactions are what drive and what run our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's reduction, oxidation, you know, it's a patty cake with electrons. And when that cycle gets out of sync, it creates pathology.
So yes.
It's called redox cycling pathology. And all conditions, all disorders, all diseases that you've ever heard of or talked about on your radio show are all a spectrum disorder of redox cycling pathology.
So if we're coming full circle again to the, all right, we know that this trace element known as copper is overlooked, but it's also, when it is looked at by many, even in the dietary supplement industry, I believe they're giving the wrong form. And that could be problematic, just as taking the wrong form or too much iron could be lead to this imbalance or further imbalance. So, again, we come back to how do we get in 100% whole food form in the right quantities, and what would you recommend?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about the wrong forms are being given. The sources that I recommend through the root cause protocol are bee pollen, preferably from a local farmer who is taking care of these bees, and buckwheat honey is the best. It's amazing. It's just very dense with minerals, but the pollen from it is fabulous. The whole food vitamin C, the form that I like is an innate response as a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Although I got an email just this morning from a client in India, and they're using moringa tea and moringa powder, which is very high in vitamin C, and they're correcting the low hemoglobin in their mother, who's 92, and she's responding beautifully to the protocol. But it was when they put in the moringa powder. So that's, again...
I love the moringa plant. I mean, I grew one back in Florida, and it's just an amazing plant. So that it could help with the whole food form of C that is contained within it. And we've done whole shows on what's wrong about the ideas of vitamin C out there, which is great. So another botanical plant that is an herbal plant, Howard, it's a food, really, that can help in the utilization, much less the absorption of the right forms of these minerals.
Yeah, and you know, people swear by their rose hips, and there are other sources, but I think we have to be very careful that it's very easy in this modern era with supplement companies to cut corners.
Sure.
So you have to be really scrutinizing about the sourcing. And then the third that we've talked about many occasions is grass-fed beef liver. And again, that cow, if it's been raised properly, he got the download just like, you know, his mother got the download, just like her mother got the download. And the thing is that beef liver, when it's natural and normal, has twice as much copper in it as it has iron, but it also has that ferrooxidase enzyme in the liver. That's a really important component of it. And I think that the desiccated capsules, it's a movement in the right direction, but you and I both know that capsules that are coming from dried liver are not the same bioavailability as the real deal. But I've got 25 vegan clients eating desiccated beef liver tablets. that's how desperate they are to feel better.
Sure. No, and I think that's the context of a fundamental philosophy of wanting to be vegetarian. I get that. I understand people that want to do it for the reasons, and that's why we give them other options. But if it becomes a life and death scenario, you've got to take a step back and say, what does my body need? How does nature, how's nature designed it for me to get it? And then you're going to have to, you know, make a decision. And as you said, some people are going to have to make a decision they don't like, but if they want to live, those are the hard things that sometimes we're faced with.
And I think a good source for people who are on that fence between vegetarian versus carnivore is go to the Weston A. Price Foundation and just read their vegetarian tour. It's a wonderfully written piece just to give people information so they know what the nutrients are that are particularly important in the ancestral diet, mm-hmm. that are great-grandparents, their great-grandparents, and so on, what they ate and why they ate it.
Yes.
And so, again, the point is not to get into a religious war.
No, we don't do that here, although we'll observe it and laugh at it a little bit. But morally, I'm so grateful for the tour today. All of y'all getting ready to have babies next year, be prepared and re-listen. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check out the Root Cause Protocol as well. Morally, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
You bet. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Buy By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Oh, it's the Queen! The Queen! Wave, everybody!
Hello! Our friends in the United Kingdom might be upset with us. We can't make fun of the Queen, can we?
Well, listen, Yeah, you should be careful.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, but it was maybe... How long ago was it when you went to the UK?
Has it been 3 years now? Maybe?
3 years ago, yeah. If you recall,
you
were on the Queen's poop list because, and she even called in and left a message for the show. If you remember, she was chastising you because you were not familiar with the Dave Clark Five.
That's right. I got in trouble for that. The Queen was
you
very
did
upset.
Get in trouble for
very
that. Upset. I don't know if she's forgiven you since then. It has been a while.
All right, so it won't be our criticism here. We're going to talk about the criticism coming, I think, from her own. What do they call them? Subjects, right? Subjects of the crown?
The subjects of the crown,
right?
Yeah.
Very upset with the Queen Mother. Is it Queen Elizabeth? Is she considered the Queen Mother? Again, I'm going to get in so much trouble for
her. I believe so.
So they released a photo for Christmas, and she put out a message, the Queen's Christmas message, and she was filmed sitting at the desk in the white drawing room at Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
No racial inferences
white
there at all, right?
Drawing.
Yeah.
Do they have a black drawing room?
We don't know. We don't know. But there's...
Is there a gay drawing room?
Oh, my God.
An Asian drawing room.
Hello!
A handicapped drawing room.
All right.
No.
Anyway, she's getting criticism, not because the message was bad. I thought they were talking about being nice to one another. Everybody, we should pull the nation should pull together, right? We hear these messages from presidents in the United States, so we can't critique that message necessarily. But... there have been some blowback on Twitter. Of course, that's where it all happens. I don't know if the Queen is on Twitter. But apparently they're a little upset with her for, you know, talking about helping out poor people while she's got a golden piano over her left shoulder.
I'm looking at the picture of this piano, and that's no joke, man. That is like the most fancy piano I think I've ever seen in my life. It is all in gold and has some kind of ornate... you know, graphics and drawings and stuff on it. And so, the people on Twitter were talking about how here she is with this fancy gold piano, Yes, she's talking about, you know, people needing to pull together and take care of each other and stuff like that. So I don't know. Is it like piano envy? What's going on here?
Yeah.
But some of the comments sitting here, like here's one from James Dornan. I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are.
Okay.
But he says, so sad, all those people going to food banks and sleeping on the streets. So to cheer them up, I suggest we gather around my gold piano with a rendition of My Old Man's a Dust Man. Let's take their mind off the cold and hunger for a while. Do you see how hard
being the queen,
being queen is now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Hephaestus Marsted says, multi-billionaire tells people to be nice to others at Christmas. A decade of austerity, massive homelessness, and food bank usage, yet no irony in a room dripping in gold as a setting for the Queen's speech. Is that piano made out of gold? How many homes could that have paid for? Listen, there's a lot of wealth envy. We're not into the monarchy here. We're Americans, right? We left it for a reason.
Well, and I got to say, I've seen the same type of sentiment.
Hmm.
Directed towards people like the Pope, right? Where the Pope is always talking about help the poor, help the needy, you know, the poor people and the hungry and stuff like that. And most of the time when he's making these statements, he's making the statement in some room that is ornate with gold and jewels, you know, in a throne, you know, made out of gold, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Like, so I see a similarity here.
Yeah, listen, it's not all bad, though. I mean, somebody, Dominic Biondi, says, she's a freaking queen. If anyone should have a gold piano, it's her. Or Liberace. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. And there was another one here. It says, look, personally, I love the queen's gold piano. What is she supposed to do, be in a fake room for her Christmas address with IKEA furniture? I understand.
Order, right?
Yeah. I guess I
still do. I wonder, was this Liberace's, although it's not gaudy enough for a Liberace piano.
Yeah.
Fascinating consideration. We love our listeners in the United Kingdom, so we had to bring you in. Occasionally we bring you guys and gals in. So let us know. You can submit questions, even if you're listening on UK Health Radio. Go to robertscottbell.com. That's where a lot of these questions came from today. We couldn't get to all of them, so we'll plan to answer the rest. On our Sunday show, first day of the week, for those of you listening live or tape delayed later on UK Health Radio or elsewhere. Remember, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and YouTube available as archives. Of course, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com, linked up in the show notes. Please say thanks to all of our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're out for now. We'll be back Sunday and heading into the new year shortly because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.